Further restrictions are being introduced into Victoria. From now, residents in six regional council areas west of Melbourne are barred from having visitors in their homes, though restaurants, cafes and gyms can stay open. And from Monday, all Victorians will have to wear face masks or some form of face covering. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Queenscliff sits on the edge of the Bellarine Peninsula at the entrance to Port Phillip Bay. Though it may feel a world away from the global pandemic, it's surrounded by the nation's worst outbreaks. In one direction is Melbourne, with thousands of confirmed cases, while in the other, Colac is grappling to bring a cluster connected to an abattoir under control. So far, the small seaside town remains safe.
We don't have any cases in Queenscliff, and we haven't had any cases in Queenscliff.
Ross Ebbles is the local mayor.
Obviously, we're feeling quite nervous, but we are quite pleased in many regards that the restrictions have been increased slightly in our region.
The borough of Queenscliff is one of six local government areas where residents will no longer be able to have visitors in their homes. And from Monday, along with the rest of the state, masks or face coverings will become compulsory. Ross Ebbles says his community is particularly vulnerable.
We are the oldest community in Australia, so therefore we've always from day one followed the advice we've been getting from the Department of Health and Human Services to make sure we're doing the right thing, and obviously it's helped us, even the businesses, realise that these things need to be done for the long term.
As Victorian case numbers reach a new record, Premier Daniel Andrews is repeating his pleas for people who are sick to stay at home and for everyone to keep social distancing. So too is one of the earliest Australian survivors of COVID-19.
People just don't think of these things when they refuse to listen to the experts who know more than we do. Do what they're telling you.
Gold Coast woman Kim Watkins was in New York in early March when she became ill. Once home in isolation, the 61-year-old deteriorated quickly.
I was just sleeping a lot. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't eating. I had no appetite. Every time I moved, I coughed. And when I started coughing, it just took my breath away. It just made me so exhausted. Each day got harder and harder and harder till the point where I'm like, I need to get to hospital.
Have you ever been that sick before?
No, never.
The otherwise fit and healthy former police officer ended up in ICU on a ventilator. And though she's recovered well, she was lucky to survive and is urging others to follow the rules and not become complacent.
You don't know how badly you're going to get it. Honestly, you don't realise how quickly things can spread. And this thing is spread so easily. I have no idea where I got it from. We apparently got it in New York, but we were so careful, or we thought we were being really careful, but we obviously missed something somewhere, and so you just don't know.
It's COVID survivor Kim Watkins, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.